USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has shifted its focus to bolstering COVID-19 testing capacity around the United States as many Americans continue to face long lines at testing centers. This comes as the White House has dealt with backlash to federal vaccine mandates. New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis says President Biden is misusing his resources to fight COVID.
New York City hospitals have a shortage of monoclonal therapies as well. We're seeing the same in other states like Michigan. And I think that we need to focus the federal efforts on getting those treatments and therapeutics approved, getting more of those monoclonal antibodies to the states.
Over 2,500 flights were canceled on Tuesday as COVID-19 cases continue to surge throughout the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Home prices are continuing to increase across the United States. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index reporting just over a 19% annual gain in October. Phoenix leading the way of all American cities with a 32% year-over-year increase in front of Tampa Bay and Miami, which both came in with an over 25% increase. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is walking back comments he made considering vaccine mandates for domestic travel. Originally, he said it was reasonable to consider recommending the requirements to President Biden, but is now weighing in again on those comments this week on MSNBC.
I did not say I support mandates on domestic flights. I said that is something that is on the table for consideration. I didn't say I support it or didn't support it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The CDC is lowering estimates of COVID-19 Omicron cases throughout the United States. The agency originally estimated Omicron accounted for 73% of cases last week, and now it brought that number down to 58%. The Delta variant is responsible for nearly all of the other cases in the country. This as on Monday, the CDC shortened the recommended time individuals need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cutting the time frame from 10 days to 5 as long as folks wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days. Dr. Kevin Campbell says that's the right move to make.
You have a lot of positive tests that are people who are really not sick. So I think limiting that quarantine makes sense. We know that the virus is most transmissible in the first couple of days after symptoms occur and a couple days after they occur. So I think that this makes a lot of sense to me.
Taylor Swift is asking a federal judge to throw out a copyright infringement lawsuit. It argues Swift lifted elements from the 2001 3LW song, Play Is Gonna Play, in her song, Shake It Off. A hearing on Swift's request for the lawsuit to be tossed is scheduled for February 7th in Los Angeles. More news always can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.